Welcome to The Light Show with Daniella Breen. Hello everyone and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Daniella Breen and this broadcast is all about light and most importantly, your light. It is your light that is the most important light for you to align with and become. It is your light that will transform your condition as you align your form with your light. And I will talk about that later. It is your light that provides your direct alignment to God. Your alignment, your presence with your light will take you all the way. If you develop and work with it, you will become the ultimate sacred truth of all that you can be. All the way to the highest consciousness possible. All the way to you as God expression on earth. With that, you do need to learn and develop, train and grow in this wondrous light. It does not come easily or simply or automatically. And I know that if you are present on this broadcast, if you are working with me to any degree, you are working with your light already, holding your light, growing in your light. At the same time, however wonderfully and deeply and beautifully you are growing and being present, it is a small percentage of the ultimate truth of what you can do with this and how far you can go and how to work with it. So the purpose of this light show is to support you in that, is to train you and align you with your light and work with you and develop your presence in your light, your skill in your light, your consciousness in your light. Far beyond what most light workers are currently working in. Far beyond what humanity currently has access in. Because there's more. The work we do here together on The Light Show is focused on developing your presence in and as your light. The work we do here develops your strength in understanding and actively holding and using and working with and being your light. So, how deep do you want to go? How far do you want to take this, your alignment with your light? I promise you that it is far greater than alignments with external light or bringing external light into your form. I promise you that it is far greater than any Reiki alignment or attunement that exists, because Reiki light in all of its forms, in all of its definitions, are not your light. Your light is far more significant to you. Your light is the pathway of the ultimate sacred truth of you. The more you leave behind sacrificing your light or bypassing your light for alignment with other streams of light, which are beautiful and amazing, the more you come into an alignment that you cannot know otherwise. Alignment between you and God to a depth and breadth currently very little known on earth. Do not misunderstand me. This is not about separating you from external light. You will have relationship with external light. You will have alignment where your light, through your light, with your light, you will align with other light, earth light, nature light, fey light, other human light, and other types of light that exist. Pleiadian light, Sirius light. It goes on and on and on. Light within and beyond the universe. But it is the strength of your presence with your light that determines the depth of consciousness and the height and expansiveness of consciousness and presence that you are able to hold with external light. The stronger you are in your personal light, the stronger and more extraordinary the alignment can be between you and external light. You do have a unique light presence that is yours and yours alone. It belongs to no one else. And when you are deepening your alignment with it, holding your presence with it, growing in it, becoming it, integrating with it, everything that you do in the world, beyond the world, in your relationships with others, in your relationships with light, the light of others, is transformed and taken far beyond what it was or would have been or could ever have been otherwise. Your light is the goodness in you. It is the kindness in you. It is the strength in you. It is a healer in you. It is the adventurer in light in you. the student, the teacher. Artist, the writer, the musician, the dancer, in light. This is you, with your light, the mother, the father, the creator, the wanderer, the adventurer, that is what you are, but what you are becoming, if you choose it, if you expand in it, if you hold to grow in your light, to expand beyond anything that you can imagine, to expand beyond anything that you think is possible, to expand beyond how you believe the world to be, how you believe existence to be. If you're willing to go the full distance and let go old beliefs and old ideas and break free and come free and come home from the distortion that we are currently dealing with and moving beyond. If you're willing to do that, then the ultimate sacred truth of all that you are and all that you can be, you will move into that. You will become that. But it occurs with effort, with work, with determination, with joy, and sometimes in pain and struggle. Not because light provides that, but because you're pulling against and moving out of and bringing to light distortion that has held you away from home in ways that you haven't even realized. It is your light that will take you there. And you can only go so far without really committing to your light and leaving behind the alignment of other lights as your primary light force. You have the strength. You have the capacity. You are that being. You are that person. Claiming the idea that you are a person is a part of claiming your own light. And I'll tell you why. Because the perception of being a person has been dismissed, belittled, downgraded, reduced in perception for so long. That if you understand consciousness at all, you will know that it's because the ultimate power, the ultimate sacred truth of what you are, lies in acknowledging and claiming that you are a person, that you are a human, first and foremost, and that that is God's choice for you, and that that is a beautiful choice. What we are, what we're capable of, what we are, where our strength lies, is directly in being human and understanding and working with the design of the human being. It takes time. It is a shift. It is a turnaround in consciousness, but also what takes time is the playing out of the unraveling of the distortion that has you believing what a human being is and how small a human being is. Because all of that distortion that both holds you down away from the ultimate strength, ultimate sacred truth of you, and also has humanity believing so little of itself, that's what we're needing to work against. It is massive. There's a lot of it. It's a big tangle. It's a big mess. And for you to continue to come home and to come into all that you are, you need to slam in the face of all of that distortion. You need to turn beyond what the distortion has trained you to believe that you are. The smallness. You have to hold in your light and grow in your light and learn what being a person, what being a human being actually entails, because it is extraordinary, so extraordinary that a great and terrible power was unleashed on Earth a long time ago. And when this happened, it immediately went for the power source, which is us, humanity, the human race, human beings. It is our form. It is our design. It is our light that makes us extraordinarily powerful. So what it did, this great and terrible power, was slam down on us repeatedly, heavily, so that it took over our form, so that it took over our strength and our abilities and used it for its own purpose, and so that it shut us down as far as it possibly could as consciousness, as powerful beings, so that it could run everything through our systems, through what we are and what we have. So now we are moving out of that. That great and terrible power is gone. The mess that it made, that's what we're coming out of. That's what we're dealing with. And so you coming into the power of all that you are, it doesn't happen naturally. It doesn't happen without your effort, without your intention, without your determination. For you to come home, you must do the work. And there is tough work, and there is also wondrous and wonderful work, light work. Far beyond what is commonly called light work in the light workers, amongst the light workers today. This goes far beyond that. You are growing into it. It's not to, I'm not saying this to dismiss the extraordinary and wonderful work that you're doing. I'm saying that what you were doing and how you were believing and how you were thinking life is a drop in the ocean, multidimensional ocean of all that is possible, of what home is, of what home for you is. That is the journey we are on. So the work we do here on the Light Show, and when I say we, it's because even though I am the voice and the speaker, I am with others. Others from beyond the universe. Others of God. And we stand together supporting you, guiding you, teaching you in your strength, into your greater light, into more and more of all that you can be. So everything I talk about with you, everything that I share, includes alignment, includes training and development. And even if it sounds small and insignificant, even if you think, oh, I already know this, been there, done that, I encourage you and invite you to hold presence with it, because there is much, much deeper work available and going on, strengthening and deepening the alignment of the light of you with you. Because you're not automatically light. You have light, but light is a choice. This is something that many people don't realize, that light is a choice. And because it's a choice, it's one that you have to make and take over and over and over again in all these different ways. Your soul has history with light. However, it also has history with distortion. Your form has some development of light. However, it also has development that is distorted and terrible and confusing and diminishing. Do you see? So light is a choice, and light is the choice that is, if you want to be the ultimate sacred truth of all that you can be, if you want to be so absolutely aligned with God, living as God here on earth, if you choose that for yourself, then alignment with your light has to be chosen and taken and acted upon in every single way of existence. And I promise you that that is the most beautiful life, the most wonderful and powerful and extraordinary way of being that you can choose. But it is you that must consciously develop your understanding of that, your awareness of that, your action of that, your beingness of that in every single way, and not just in your day-to-day life, not just in your healing, not just in your spiritual practices, but in pushing beyond the limitations that you didn't even realize were there. Don't worry, we'll support you, we'll take you there. You will become better and better at pushing through. You will become stronger and stronger at living in ways that you could not have imagined were possible. Do you see? Do you choose? I hold this for you. I hold that for each one who chooses that they be the ultimate sacred truth of themselves, that each one who chooses that they come fully home, that is their living experience in this lifetime now. I hold that for you. I choose that for you. We hold that for you. We choose that for you. If you choose that, as long as you choose that for yourself, because we honor your free will. It must be your choice. It requires your commitment and your action and your devotion and your presence. And how interesting is it that this requires your devotion to you, your light? This is sacred work. This is what the true light teachers across time have worked to teach you, have wanted you to see and know. The teachings have become distorted, but the teachers, they knew and they cared, as we do now. So everything that I say is alignment with the sacred truth of you, is alignment to your light. But I do choose to hold a specific alignment that I actually call an alignment. And if you hold your presence with it as best you can, then you will grow stronger in your presence with your light in different ways. And this matters. This is significant. Because all that you are and all that you can be is so complex and extraordinary and multi-layered and multi-dimensional. There are so many different ways of just being and expanding and growing and developing. And so as I hold each alignment, if you are holding with it as best you can, you are growing in your presence in light from that framework, whichever framework I'm sharing. And if you feel particularly compelled with an alignment or with a particular work that I share, consciousness, pathway of light that I talk about, you can go back and return to the playback of that particular broadcast and work with it again and again. You can even download the recording and use that segment in personal work for you. So walk with me. And don't be concerned if you don't fully grasp what I'm talking about. Be open to the pathways of light, because they will become increasingly available to you and you will understand them increasingly deeply as you hold your presence with them. So this alignment with your light is different to the ones I've shared before. Your light comes to you via your soul. Your soul exists wherever the universe exists. God holds absolute presence with the universe. There is an extraordinary condition of transitional stages of your light between where you are and the degree of your light that you are operating with right now, all the way up to the level of light in the condition of all that you can be. At the ultimate condition of all that you can be, you are aligned fully with God. At that ultimate condition, you are expressing God. You can and will, if you so choose, reach that ultimate condition. It is a journey, one that all of humanity is on, and it takes time and effort and is very definitely fully achievable by you. These stages, these transitional steps and stages of you in your light range through a whole lot of different aspects of existence. And there will be ways in which you are further ahead in some ways and higher up in stages in some ways and not at all moved in others, or very little movement in others. That won't be so by the time you are fully home and whole. Do you see? But right now, the varying conditions of you has some way to go. And I hold with you that this is a joyful journey. Yes, it has rough conditions. There will be rough times ahead. But you are strong and you are supported. And you are free. What you are undoing is the mess that your form is in and aligning with the truth of you. That is your condition. As you unravel the mess, untangle, clear, separate, you increasingly come home. You become increasingly available to all that you can be. We do guide. We do show you. We do help. We support you as you work to come into all of the ultimate sacred truth of you that you are and can be. If you choose this for yourself, we choose it with you. We hold for you. Your light, as you move through the stages and steps of conscious development, of presence, of holding, of developing condition, you are increasingly eliminating distortion, that which is not your choice, that holds you away from all that you are and all that you can be. And you grow in the condition of consciousness, in the wonders of what you can do and what is available for you. What you can develop in and grow in and transform. You truly are extraordinary. And we truly hold for you to live that condition, the beautiful light in all ways, the ultimate sacred truth of all that you can be, for that to be your daily life in all ways, that freedom, that strength, I promise you, all that you feel, anything that you feel that goes against you, illness, disease, difficulties, relationship struggles, all of those things that are rough in your life, financial struggle, whatever it is, all of it, actually your strength being used against you due to distortion as you undo, clear the distortion and align increasingly with your light, you absolutely turn and reclaim your strength in your direction to move through you and your design into all that you are living and being and doing and experiencing. I give you my word that that is the truth. And everything that I share on you, even if it seems like it's not that important or it's not that relevant, which sometimes you may feel that way, I promise you it's significant and it's relevant and it's absolutely a part of this. And if you allow it, it will support you home. If you allow it, it will lead you home over and over again. So I want to talk about the different frameworks that I present in each broadcast. In each broadcast, there are usually about 3 or 4 different frameworks that I operate from through the show. So tonight's show, if you think about it, I began with a focus on your alignment with your light in general. Then I moved into the light alignment, which was moving up into your connection with God and that pathway of light, and you expanding in the different conditions and stages, transitional stages of light. It was very simple because I was laying the groundwork, but you are living it already and you will live it much, much more as you work. Now I want to talk about the different frameworks, and I'm also hoping to get in the information that is the title of this show, which is called The Smile That Grows. So talking about the frameworks of each show, what I'm doing in each framework is presenting you and your relationship with your light in a different and full condition. So each framework holds a different and full condition of you aligning with your light and the possibilities and potential for that. Each framework is an alignment that grows as you hold your presence with it, as your consciousness holds in the understanding of that framework. You become stronger and increasingly present with your light from that perception. And also, entirely possibly, if you pay attention, it will open doors for you. So it will, you will have questions from that. And you are welcome to send me questions, but I will answer them on the show. However, it will open questions. It will make you think to go from that point to another point to another point. Each of those points are questions. Each of those points, if you hold with them, you will come into greater consciousness and presence. This ability to receive information, this condition, is one that you can grow with. So you see, my work here is a starting point, a strong starting point for even more for you, if you hold. If you're just blindly listening to it, and I have had this in the past where I've had people who are, because I am streaming light and streaming consciousness, what they do is they fade out into it. They go into the flow of it. It's like getting high. And it is a poor use of this deep work. It is an addiction, and it is keeping them from the truth of themselves, if they are capable of reaching that. But you don't have to do that. If you hold presence with and learn with this work, hold with the consciousness that I am sharing with you, then you will grow with that. You will grow into more of your light rather than just feeding off mine. You will grow into your light. And that is what I hold for you. So you see, each framework is an alignment holding that strengthens you in your presence with your light, in your being with your light, in your being your light. And it's different from the next one and the one before. So take each framework and hold with it, because there are many frameworks and they each matter. Okay, so the final thing that I wanted to cover today is the smile that grows. And this is a condition of light holding that I think will likely be somewhat familiar to you. But I will start by getting into the technology of it, or the technician perception of it, because I am a light technician, and that is how I work in terms of the current conditions. All right, so you have a form. Your form is like, and I've talked about this before, I liken it to a block of clay, even though it is absolute. Okay? It is absolute. But this block of clay, where a block of clay is shaped and formed and changed by your hands and your the tools that you use and your consciousness, your intentions, your form is developed and changed by intention. It is impressed upon and shapes developed into it by intention. So yes, there's been a lot of external intention impressed on each other's forms, people to people and other things have impressed terrible things into the form that have created difficulty and struggle and suffering. We know about that. However, this is about your alignment with the truth of you and your light. And in this condition, the more you hold your intention firmly, that you are aligning with your light, that your presence with your light grows, using visualizations, using ideas and concepts that I share with you and that you come across in other ways about your alignment with your light, not external light, your light. The more you work with that, with clear, strong intention, or as clear and as strong as you are able, okay, that skill also develops. You will grow in your ability to hold firm. As you do that, you are impressing your condition of you choosing your light. You are making your form fully and increasingly imbued with your light. Think about that. It becomes, and you can generate this condition, it becomes that your form ultimately is entirely imbued with your light. Therefore, you are in all ways your light. Your form is your light. Everything you choose is your light. You are entirely and completely present as your light. Now, this is significant because, as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, your light is a choice. You don't have to choose your light. And there's been a lot of confusing teaching out there and conditions out there that hold you away from your light, which is why we have to work doubly hard at the moment to reclaim that condition and to grow into that condition, to expand into stages upon stages of the condition of being your light. But you can choose to be your light, to be your light. You can choose that. That is your choice. That is a choice that is available to you. And it is by far the greatest one to make, because it is God's choice and it is God's holding for you. So, as you develop that condition in your form, as you hold that your form is fully imbued with your light, it becomes so strong that whatever is going on for you, however rough it is, you have mostly light. And as you move through all that you have to get home, deconstruct or clear the distortion that can be quite painful to come into awareness of. As you do that, increasingly at the same time, because you are working on imbuing your form and therefore your condition, so your form holds your condition. So as you do that, you're living, even with distortion, as you're still dealing with it, as you're still clearing it, becomes a smaller and smaller shadow of what it once was. And your the smile is the condition of your light as a permanent and deep and growing condition of you becomes the strength, the primary condition, the absolute. And this happens over and over again. Cool, we only have a few seconds to go. So I hope I presented enough about the smile that grows to get you focused on that. And I know you already identify with that in some ways. You likely identify with that in some ways. But I call for you to go deeper into all of it, because this is your life and it's what you are. Have a beautiful day, and I will see you next time.
This is Daniela Breen, and thank you for joining me on The Light Show.